Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Ezekiel 8, Vision of Abominations in Jerusalem. It came about in the sixth year, on the fifth day of the sixth month, as I was sitting in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell on me there. Then I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of a man. From his loins and downward there was an appearance of fire, and from his loins and upward the appearance of brightness, like the appearance of glowing metal. He stretched out the form of a hand and caught me by the lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the idol of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy, was located. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the appearance which I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, raise your eyes now toward the north. So I raised my eyes toward the north, and behold, to the north of the altar gate was this idol of jealousy at the entrance. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations which the house of Israel are committing here, so that I would be far from my sanctuary? But yet you will see still greater abominations. Then he brought me to the entrance of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, now dig through the wall. So I dug through the wall, and behold, an entrance. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations that they are committing here. So I entered and looked, and behold, every form of creeping things and beasts and detestable things with all the idols of the house of Israel were carved on the wall all around. Standing in front of them were 70 elders of the house of Israel, with Jaazaniah, the son of Shaphan, standing among them, each man with his censer in his hand and the fragrance of the cloud of incense rising. Then he said to me, Son of man, do you see what the elders of the house of Israel are committing in the dark? Each man in the room of his carved images, for they say, The Lord does not see us, the Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, Yet you will see still greater abominations which they are committing. Then he brought me to the entrance of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. He said to me, Do you see this, son of man? Yet you will see still greater abominations than these. Then he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, And behold, at the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they were prostrating themselves eastward toward the sun. He said to me, "Do you see this, son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they have committed here, that they have filled the land with violence and provoked me repeatedly? For behold, they are putting the twig to their nose. Therefore, I indeed will deal in wrath. My eye will have no pity, nor will I spare. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet I will not listen to them." In Ezekiel 8, it's really clear what God is showing Ezekiel, and also the symbolism. So in the temple or in the tabernacle, either one, you still had the placements, the direction as to the tribes, as to where they're going to be located. And here he's showing Ezekiel the abominations that are being done by the people in his temple, around his temple, but also just in general. And when he's saying, look to the north, the northern kingdom is Israel. The southern kingdom is Judah. And again, Judah, they were referred to as the adulterers because they were committed, but they couldn't keep. They were in covenant with God, but they weren't good at keeping that covenant. That's a better way to say that. They still claimed, they still went through the practices, they still recognized the high holidays, they still did everything they're supposed to do, yet they also focused on the world and really on themselves. But the north completely turned their backs. In fact, here you can see whenever the men, you know, he looked and he saw the men were prostrate to the ground facing the east. And that's in worship of the sun god. So they were worshiping the sun god above God. Then you see the women that were weeping for Tammuz, which they're crying for the Mesopotamian god. And it's actually a very sexually immoral practice in what they were doing. But at the temple, they're prostituting themselves literally in honor and worship of the Mesopotamian god, Tammuz. So they are turning their backs, not just being unfaithful, completely turning their backs on God. And of course, God's sending Ezekiel to warn them, saying, hey, this isn't going to end well for you. He said that he's going to completely wipe them out. And his patience is just going to be gone. So what can this show us in our lives today? There's times that we choose ourselves over God. And we shouldn't. But choosing ourselves over God, the Holy Spirit can be there and help us and convict us and show us so that we can recognize and repent and then ask for forgiveness and come back. But if you continue to do that, you continue to sell yourself out, you're ultimately turning your back on God. Not just being unfaithful, but completely rejecting and turning your back on God. The more time that you spend in the viper's den, the more likely eventually you'll become a viper. So we can't be intermingling. We can't be engaging in the practices of this world. We have to be set apart and holy and say, no, I'm committed to God. Therefore, I'm not going to do whatever this worldly practice is because I know where it leads. It leads to me worshiping the gods of this world, the pagan gods. It leads to me worshiping, ultimately, Satan and the fallen angels and the demons. And that is not my desire, and that shouldn't be our desire. So when you find yourself surrounded by vipers, the better, rather than trying to stick around and minister to all the vipers, it'd really be better to get yourself out of that environment. So Father, thank you that you show us practical things that they're not just for the times they were written, but they're also written for us today. And I'm thankful that we have the ability to choose each day. We have the ability to live our lives the way that we want to live them. And Father, I pray that my life is lived for you, because you are my joy. You're my refuge. You're my rock. The consistent thing that I need in my life when the world is all turbulent and chaotic, you're the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I just pray that we have the courage to continue to walk in your light. I pray for all this in Jesus' name.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.